Hi, thanks for calling customer service. LaQuisha speaking. How may I help you?
What's your name, please?
LaQuisha.
LaQuisha?
Yes,
sir. My name
sir.
Is Robert Combs. I called you folks on the 28th of May and asked you to discontinue sending product. I was billed for some product that came out earlier in May. Didn't fight it. Now today, I receive another shipment.
Yes, sir. May I have?
I'm not paying for it. I'll ship it back or I'll contest it with the credit card company. You may have whatever information you need from me. What would help?
May I have your zip code, please, sir?
30666.
30666, thank you for that. And could you tell me your name once more?
Robert Combs, C-O-M-B-S.
Okay, sir, give me just one moment.
I have this order number that this last one came in, if it would help.
All right, you can give me the order number, sir.
102-2667.
Give me just one moment, Mr. Cohn.
Don't mean to be rude with you, LaQuisha. I'm sorry, but I've
yes,
tried to
sir,
get this
I do.
Stopped.
I do understand, and there's no offense taken. I will try to help you today. I do see you here, Mr. Cohn. If you could just verify that shipping address for security purposes.
1201 Ashland Drive. State of Georgia.
Okay, I do see where on January the 30th you ordered that trial and it was reoccurring to you up until June the 14th.
Nope. I spoke with someone there 5/28 and told them to cancel both the chill pills, which I never understood was ongoing. Did understand the CBD product was ongoing. I had returned one of the package in an attempt to cancel, and obviously got no credit. I was told that no product could be sent back, but at 11 a.m. on Thursday, May 28th, I canceled both of them. Was someone there?
Yes, sir. Give me just one. Yes, sir. Give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
All right.
Just one moment, sir. I'm just reviewing your account. I'll be right back with you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Sir, I do see here on May the 27th where you agreed to your recurring charge at a 75% discount. Do you recall?
No, ma'am. Never any discussion to that effect.
Okay, sir. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Could you give me just one moment to try to clear this up for you?
All right. In the case.
All right, sir. I did see those charges, and I was able to fully refund you that last charge that you're showing of $23.77. I did refund that as a courtesy to the company.
How much?
Just one moment. Let me get back to that screen, okay? That order showed $23.74.
No, that's not what he showed up on the bill as.
I have the order for the chill pills that showed $95.94, but it is showing declined.
Right.
The last order for the... Yes, sir, I do understand. We have you completely canceled out, and again, I refunded the $23.74. That is the last charge that was taken on June the 14th.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking at the bill for January, February, March, April, May 15th, and it's full $99.94. So if you,
yes, sir, May 15th, I am not able to refund at this time.
The none of this makes any sense. You told me that 75%, I understood, was what I would pay, and now you're telling me it looks like 75% is what you reduced price by. But
we reduced.
Go ahead.
They reduced the price by 75% on your last call. So that's why this order that you just received only cost $23.74. I was authorized by my supervisor to go ahead and give you that back since you did not recall accepting that 75% discount.
I didn't, but at any rate, what about the pills? Do they need to come back to you?
No, sir. You can dispose of them however you please. We are not going to be sending you any further product, and you will not show any further billing. That $23.74 will be back on your account in 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate your help, LaQuisha. Wish I'd gotten you the first time.
Yes, sir. I do thank you for calling customer service. Have a great evening.
Thank you now.